Watch, thieves rob Massachusetts FedEx driver in broad daylight, police chase ends in crash. By Olivia Rondo on January 13, 2025. A shocking video out of Harvard, Massachusetts, shows the moment a pair of brazen criminals leapt out of a car and yanked a package right out of a FedEx delivery driver's hands, police said. It was about 12:45 p.m. on January 9 when the Harvard Police Department responded to the broad daylight incident on Stowe Road, about 40 miles northwest of Boston, officials said in a press release. As the FedEx worker exited his vehicle and began walking to the residence door to deliver the parcel, police said two masked men hopped out of a white Acura and approached him from behind, forcibly taking the package. Doorbell security footage provided by the police department shows the delivery driver chasing after the thieves before they jumped back into their car and peeled off, leaving him standing there empty-handed. While no firearm was visibly displayed, the suspects issued verbal threats implying they were armed, police said. Thankfully, the driver was not physically harmed during the encounter. The preliminary investigation led police to believe that the thieves were targeting that specific delivery, as a neighbor reported noticing the white Acura parked nearby for several hours prior to the robbery. "We want to emphasize the importance of community vigilance in light of this incident. We urge all residents to stay alert and report any unusual or suspicious activity immediately," Harvard Police Chief James Babu stated in the press release. "Our officers are working diligently to identify the suspects and bring them to justice. The safety of our community remains our top priority." On January 10, four suspects were arrested in connection to the robbery following a police chase involving a white Acura, WPRI reported. The police chase started in Massachusetts but ended in a crash in Rhode Island, leaving one suspect injured in the vehicle while the other three fled before being apprehended soon after, Providence Police Colonel Oscar Perez said. Rhode Island State Police are now handling the investigation, the outlet noted.